And we're on.
Yay. Wait, well, are we?
Yeah, we're
okay.
On. Dave Hello. And Han Show. The Dave and Han Show, episode 2.
Episode 2, season 1.
I don't know about season 1, episode 2.
Series 1.
Did I just offend Brian with what I just said?
Year 1.
Because did I dispute you or not?
Wait, who disputed who?
Oh, fuck. Let's start over.
No, this is awful already.
That's why I said let's start over, and then you said no.
Okay.
You mean yes. What question
now
are you...
Now you're disputing me.
What question are you answering?
Now you're totally disputing
What question
me.
Were you answering? Just tell me what question when you said no.
Let's just keep going.
Fuck off.
What's your first...
Eat poo. Where's the mouse pointer?
Why are you...
We're going to keep... Han, Han, Han. No, I screwed it up. Ready? Dave, Dave, Dave.
Han, Han, Han.
The Dave and Han Show. There you go.
We need a little practice on that one.
That's our new opening, which will...
Welcome.
And our last time we use that opening, right?
Never say last.
Too late, sorry. I did. Ooh, okay. so we're back, and this is... we're trying a new audio setup. It took a lot of mucking about.
Some expensive equipment was purchased.
Yes. We're using headsets, Logitech. Can we say the name brand?
Why would you tell them the name brand?
I'm not. I'm just saying
we're
they're logical
sued.
And technical.
Well,
I did
ones.
Not. In what?
No.
I did not reveal the name brand. I just described the brand.
You totally said the name of the brand.
Well, now you're. Well, I said they're logically technical. Isn't that what I said?
Nope.
And now you're the one who claimed. Anyways. Logitech... Oh, I did it again, sorry.
Logitech.
Whatever. They're leading brand headsets. And we're not sure if the quality is sufficient for this. Is that what you were alluding to earlier?
I think it's probably better than the iPhone.
Yes. Well, in terms of hearing us both clearly, there's no disputing that. We each have our own headset.
Yes, you can hear my... All the better.
What was that? Don't... ever make that sound in the podcast, we're going to lose readers like this.
Who's reading this?
Okay, so we're giving this a whirl, and we're using GarageBand now, which to me is, first of all, the worst named program on Earth. Can I say that?
Yep.
I can say Earth, right? I don't know, and it's confusing,
Earth-a-kit.
And I don't get it, and there was all these technical issues. What was that? I missed that. I guess I'll hear it in post. Why, you're shaking your head. These things people cannot hear in the audience. Can you... I want you to say some words now.
I'd rather not.
I'm ready to restart this if you don't speak.
Okay, what?
Okay. Like, the nodding joke to me doesn't
going.
Play well for the listeners.
Yeah, well, just roll with it.
We can't have silence, whether it's a joke or not, right?
You were totally in a thing. Anyways. Why can't you just let it go?
Okay. I let it go now. I got to learn to let things go more, right? Like my weight, wink.
You've learned that lesson.
Okay, so we're back here. And this time, I prepared some... No one's on trial here or punished. I prepared some topics, not topics, some segments, segment suggestions for this podcast. Because right now this podcast, like Seinfeld, is about nothing, right?
Pretty much.
And we have to work together and build the podcast because eventually it's going to be like the thing, right?
Yep. It's a team building exercise.
No, it's not. Everyone is was that it? That is Brie on you?
Yep.
That was Brie on you, just to be clear.
Yes.
You should maybe talk a bit in this. I'm just suggesting.
I don't want to interrupt you when you're in the middle of a riff.
This
so.
Is like... No, but... This
you're doing
is,
well.
Thank you. Thank you. Very nice. This is like... Remember
I'm
the Simpsons?
Like, you're kind of like Conan O'Brien, and I'm like that chubby guy. What's
Andy
his name?
McDowell?
Andy
Richter.
Andy Rickman.
Richter.
Alan Rickman.
Remember the Simpsons? The first season was like... What? I don't know.
It was really rough.
Yeah, this is what we are. But like in 20 years from now, in our 21st
it'll be
season,
awesome. People will look back and say, "Man, remember year 6?"
No, this is year 1 though.
I know, but I'm just saying, year six or seven is about where we'll be, like, those will be the golden years for us.
Oh, those are the, okay, the good years. I thought you meant, like, remember the crap from year six? Yeah. So we're going to peak at, like, in 2017.
Don't make me do math.
And then it's downhill from then on? Is that the plan?
You won't like me when I do math.
Is that the plan?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here we're listeners, enjoy 6 years of building up momentum, excitement, thrills, chills.
This is also a good point. Like, we're 5 minutes into this, so you pretty much know, just skip 5 minutes into every into our podcast to get to the meat.
Skip 50 minutes to be extra safe. And then if we're referring to something that is new to you, that is interest to you, which is unlikely, you can rewind.
Yeah.
Did you call it rewinding now these days?
Are we really going to go with no editing at all?
We don't know how to edit, so...
That's true. We're just really super lazy.
No, I guess we will.
Why post-edit? Why post-process?
We're giving you the live...
process is best process.
This is like the meat of audio. Yeah. It makes no sense. This is unadulterated... What's the word? Unaltered...
Adultered.
Okay. How are we doing on battery on this? Okay. Anyways, okay.
We run until it dies.
Yeah. Like some marathon runners. Unfortunate marathon runners.
Or fortunate.
Well, see, let's try to make quips, jokes, and ditties like sensible or intentionally funny.
Yes.
Because I don't think any marathon runner intends to die.
Well, that's just your opinion.
I just Breoned you again.
Yeah. Or I Breoned you, maybe.
Okay.
That's what we're going to call it?
Yes.
I have a Breon for you.
See, I don't even know what a Breon is right now, but hopefully you'll let me know eventually. Okay, so last podcast, we...
What, each season is one show?
No, last podcast, we... this is podcast number 2, by the way, if you're keeping score at home. Can you talk for a second after burp?
We're all losers if you're keeping score.
I just accidentally touched my microphone. There'll be a pop. I apologize for that. For people who are listening very loudly.
He can't keep his hands off that thing.
Anyone who's listening very loudly alone at dark at night.
At dark?
Yeah, that's fine.
At the dark of night.
So in episode 1, the only content we had, if you can call it that, was the 5 mystery fake exchange.
We're just going to recap all our past shows.
No, we're building now, so we're just...
Okay.
Okay, so that was the only regularly scheduled event.
Yeah, we didn't have much prepared.
So, same thing today.
Not much prepared.
But I made the suggestion that instead of preparing in advance, discussing what segments we should do, and then doing them or preparing them.
Yep.
We should discuss, like right now, live. We're not live really, but like we should do this discussion about the segments, so you guys can hear. You can hear the whole negotiation process of what will end up being the segments of this podcast.
Painfully so.
Right. You know, you can be the leader once in a while of this. Just
that'll
be a whole topic in itself.
I prefer to snipe from back here.
Okay, so let me just load up my little ditty here.
Ditty, right?
Okay, so let's do our existing segment.
What are we going to call this thing?
Well, that's what we're going to do now.
Like, I've only got one list, by the way.
Already, I feel bad for the listeners of this episode. Okay, if you're listening right now, I think we can safely say jump to episode 5. pick any number between 5 and 10.
That's very hopeful. Yeah. 5 and 10.
5 and 10.
5
and then,
if you're feeling lucky.
So we'll wait while you switch to 5. So hold on. Wait. Did you sing something? Okay. Anyways, so we're still working out the kinks. We're making the kinks, and then we're working them out and stuff. Okay, so as you just asked, what should we call that segment? So what should we call it?
We'll call that segment, what should we call that segment?
No, we won't.
Okay.
Let's call it Fakey 5.
Fakey 5?
Or is that implying that all are fake?
I like it because it reminds me of Freaky Fridays.
Okay, Fakey 5.
Remember Freaky Friday? There was two of them. How many versions of Freaky Friday were there?
I don't know.
Disney made a bunch of them, right?
Yeah. And
Jamie Lee Curtis was in one.
Jerry Bruckheimer made one.
Yeah.
It was all explosions, and each time they switched bodies, it was like... A huge explosion. Okay.
Someone running away, like turning their back to it.
A lot of fire. Yeah. A lot of fire. I don't know why they. Why do they always switch bodies next to those huge gas tanks?
That's a good question.
Anyways, okay. So I'll start with mine, or do you want to start with yours?
No, I've only got one list.
Freaky
so
five.
You might as well start
no,
yours.
Fake five.
Fake five. Fake. What? Fakey five.
Fakey five.
Fakey five.
I should write these down. Actually, I'm gonna. Okay. I'll write mine down when you're doing yours. Okay, so here's mine. This week's Fakey 5 topic for me is...
Wait, did you only do one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Porno titles. I'm back with the pornos, or pornography.
When are you ever not in there?
Between podcasts.
Okay.
Okay. Porno titles with the word doctor in it.
Doctor.
Okay. So I'm now going to read five. So four of these are real released porno titles. And I found these from... I did like IMDb for adult movies. And then apparently... I forget what it's called. IFBD. I don't know how that ends up as adult or porno. But this, you can Google it yourself. It's something similar.
International Famous Body...
Where's the
database?
D? INBD?
Just do it.
Okay. Porno titles with doctor in the name. Number one, Doctor, I'm coming.
Wait, how's that spelled?
C-O-M-I-N-G.
Okay.
Number two.
Disappointing.
Doctor is in, ... you.
Had me in suspense there.
Number three, what's up, comma, doctor's cock, ? So it's...
You're confusing me with all this...
What's up, doctor's cock?
Okay.
I believe that's a pun of what's up, doc. Anyways. Number four. Yeah, I won't say the punctuation. I'll just read it again. Number four. Doctor, my dick is swollen.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all the words of the title. There's no more words.
Oh, because I...
And
I
rounding up the categories, number five. Dr. MILF, Pussy Doctor 3.
Okay, now I think that last one's got to be real. That sounds like
real, as in you've seen it.
Wait, well, what's the punctuation on that last one then?
There's no punctuation. Just doctor. The period after the word doctor. Dr. Dot.
Dr. MILF. What?
It's Dr. MILF Pussy Doctor 3. It just read it as it flows. Okay, so one more time. Number one, Doctor, I'm coming. Number two, Doctor is in. You.
Doctor is... Okay.
Number three, what's up, doctor's cock? Number four, doctor, my dick is swollen. And number five, Dr. MILF, Pussy Doctor 3.
I'm going to say my dick is swollen is the fake.
I should hope so.
Is it?
No.
Is what's it the second one?
Nope. What's up, doctor cock is the one I made up. Doctor's cock.
I should have realized.
Thank
it
you
was,
very much.
It was too clever
Winner!
For the adult film industry.
What?
It was too clever.
I guess whatever I don't hear now, I'll hear later.
Also, you did. One of your tells is that you did it. You added a little explanation, which
well,
wasn't necessary.
That was a tell from last time. You should have.
I know. I should pick up on these.
No, but also I didn't like. That's the way I wrote it, and I want you to understand.
Okay.
And I'll just tell you a little. Here's a little extra bonus. Originally it was what's up doc's cock, but then I thought the word doctor is not in that. It's just doc. So I thought maybe you'd go, oh, it has to be that one. Cause it doesn't say doctor.
Doctor. That is too technical. And
okay.
I've already given up on trying
speaking
to
get, of which, why don't you, give me your category?
Okay. Well, as you know, we are getting close to, we're nowhere close to Halloween, but apparently Halloween candy is everywhere.
Well, Halloween is the next holiday, so... Oh,
I know,
no,
but
actually
like,
it's not. Thanksgiving.
No, see, that's the whole point. It's like Halloween's over 30 days away, but they're already... All the confectionery companies are all up in your face with small, cheap candy. So, in the spirit of this...
Spirit? I get it.
These are Willy Wonka candies.
Ooh.
Four of them are real, and the fifth one is a fakey. What is it? Fakey Fridays?
Fakey five.
Okay, so here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Four are real Willy Wonka candy, names of candies, mm-hmm. and one is fake.
Okay.
So you may know a couple. The first one's...
I've been around the candy farm.
Have you?
I won't lie.
Go You've on. Tried candy. The first one is called Splashberries with an O.
Now, did you try to type Splashberries?
Yeah, this is a... That's a... Anyway, reference to season one. I mean, episode one. Number two is Sour Doos.
How do you spell Doos?
D-O-O-S.
Okay, like Scooby-Doo, Sour Doo.
Yeah. Third is Sluggles. Fourth is Kazoozles.
What the heck? These all
like
sound
a kazoo, but zuls. And then the fifth is Puckerooms.
Puckerworms? Puckeroos.
Puckerooms.
Rooms?
So it's like Sour Doo. Well, anyway, I'll spell Puckerooms. P-U-C-K-E-R-O-O-M-S. Puckerooms.
Okay, like mushrooms. Puckerooms.
Yeah. Okay, so names...
I'm going to say right now, I think that one's real.
Okay.
So if that one's fake, good on you, but go on. So go the other four again.
Splashberries, Sour Doos, Sluggles, Kazoozles. This one's good because this is how I speak, right? I pretty much am.
Can you
Willy
spell Kazoozles, please?
K-A-Z-O-O. Like a kazoo.
Just, can you spell Kazoozles without commentary as you're spelling it?
I'll try. K-A-Z-O-O-Z-L-E-S. Kazoozles.
Now, this is kind of, we say Zed, don't we? Or is that the way around?
It could be Kazoozles.
But what do you? How do we say that letter in Canada? Zed.
I don't know.
I thought it's Zed, we say here, and then in the States.
Who's adding a commentary now?
They say Z.
That was a great movie, by the way.
What, adding a commentary?
Starring John Travolta.
What are you talking about?
And those little babies.
What?
Who's talking now?
Oh, my God. Look Who's Talking, you mean.
Yeah. What?
Look Who's Talking.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of Look Who's Talking, too. But it wasn't called... Okay, anyway.
Okay. So, Kazoozles is number four, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's suspicious. Read the first three again.
Here's the full list, and for those of you who are tired of this, I apologize. Splashberries, Sour Doos, Sluggles, Kazoozles, Puckerooms.
Okay.
You know, Puckerooms fun is just the guessing.
Puckerooms is fine. It's
if you just admit that these are really
close. Read them one
close,
more time.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Read them one more time.
I'll use a different voice. Splashberries, Sour Doos, Sluggles, Kazoozles, Puckerooms.
I'm torn between the second one. What's the second one?
Sour Doos.
My answer is the second one, Sour Doos.
Damn it! How did you get that? Are you reading my face?
Yes.
Did you look at
Baby!
My iPad? How did you get that?
I worked it out.
Well, what was your reasoning? I'm interested to hear.
Well, Puckerooms... doesn't sound like one you'd make up. Puckaroos, yeah. But rooms is like, it's like a sour mushroom, which I don't like anyways. Like, so that, I discounted that.
I don't like
Zacher
sour mushrooms
bombs, whatever that other one. What's the fourth one?
Fourth was Kazoozles. That sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, but it just...
These are all things I would
anyways,
say.
Anyways, I win. Thank you. Okay. For keeping score at home, thanks for doing that.
Okay. Yeah, I suck at this game.
Maybe, like, we'll check our reader email to see. Maybe we don't, nobody likes this game and
right
we'll
now?
Discount. No, we'll not check it now.
Zero emails.
He made that up. Are we still recording? Yeah, okay. Okay, so that's pretty much it for our existing content. Now I'm going to suggest some new segments.
I will suggest that if you're not interested in hearing us ramble, you stop now.
Or just give
not,
up.
Not Dave. I mean, the listener. But here we go.
Okay. One suggestion I have is a new word. Or the air conditioner just came on.
It's been on for a while.
Well, why don't you turn it off? It's going
to... Well, go to it.
I can't reach there.
Well, I'll talk while you go do it.
Okay, talk while I do it. I'm going to mute myself. We'll try this little
experiment. What was the thing that you said we should do? No, just tell me what the thing was, because I don't have anything original inside. Not a single original bone in my body. And I've checked. Thoroughly.
And I'm back. I'm very sorry about that pause where Han could not entertain you for literally 10 seconds. Okay, so first, new word phrase. So we should, one of us, or both of us, or either of us, or none of us, should come up with a new phrase that should be the in phrase, or a new word, you know? Like, I think on Conan O'Brien, he tried to get a word like crunk. It was a made-up word. But I have a phrase.
Wait, crunk's a made-up word?
Or something. It was something like that. It was like a swear word he made up. Anyways, I have my own word, which I'm going to now tell you. And hopefully it'll be a huge worldwide sensation. And the goal of this segment, by the way, is to introduce something that'll be added to the dictionary. So obviously we have to start a craze, right? A fad using this word.
Okay.
Or invent a word, a technical word. That could be maybe you're more up your alley. Like,
you look at me as if I agree.
Should I? But, anyways. Okay, so my phrase suggestion, hopefully to enter in the dictionary eventually, is wow the cow. So you use it like this, like, well, you know, this is a great podcast and all. We don't have to wow the cow with it. We just got to make it interesting.
So it's like, it doesn't have to be fantastic.
Yeah,
because when you wow the cow is like, whoa.
Moo. Yeah. So,
wait, that was more like Dracula or the Count. But, okay,
well, you get the idea.
I do.
So wow the cow. Wow the Count? Should it be wow the Count? No, wow the cow, it rhymes. Okay, so, anyways, I'm not trying to wow the cow with this segment. It's just a suggestion.
I do like the idea of wowing the Count, because he is like,
I know.
One, two, and he looks like...
What about not the Sesame Street one. Just if you wow Dracula, you're doing something good, eh? Because he has all these powers.
Also, he's been around, like, hundreds of years. He's seen it all. If you wow him, that is...
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
What would he think about the internet? That must have wowed him.
Okay, this could be a separate segment. What if we... Like, we suggest things that would impress Dracula.
Dracula?
Okay.
Well, that's easy. Like... No, I'm sure he would have loved all video games.
Okay, I'm going to mark this down. You're going to talk for a second. Like, how to impress Dracula.
Dracula, I bet, you know, this is an awesome age for him because we have computers, you can surf and hunt people down online and Google people's blood types.
I don't know if how to impress Dracula, that segment will wow the cow, but we will... doesn't have to, really. Just to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first segment suggestion.
Also, he can, like, do stuff at night all the time and be entertained. He doesn't have to, like...
No, but he sleeps during the day, right? That could be a factor. Think about it. What if the interesting stuff during the day... Like Oprah. Has he ever seen Oprah?
No, but what he can do, sleeping. He BitTorrents during the day.
I don't know.
And gets the best rates because they don't throttle.
Yeah, and I guess his... You mean his electricity rates or his, like, long-distance rates? Both.
But the thing is, if he wants to do online gaming,
yeah,
then that's hard.
It's just Korea. Well, where is he? He's in Transylvania?
No, but everyone around him is sleeping, so he has
to,
like...
No, but other people on the other side of the world.
I know, but then they'll have really bad latency. Because the signals have to travel far. he can't play first-person shooters. No Counter-Strike for Dracula.
That's... Okay, that's not necessarily true. There's issues concerning it. He's not no Counter-Strike.
Uh-huh.
Okay, don't make sweeping statements that can't be backed up.
Okay. You wouldn't have to worry about carpal tunnel.
So
that'd
that's
be awesome.
New word phrase. So
don't have a cow
Han,
now?
What do you think? You said you liked it?
Wait, what was it? I do, but what
wow
was
the
it?
Cow.
Don't wow the cow now?
No. Now you're trying to be funny. Wow the cow was the phrase.
Wow the cow. I couldn't wow the cow.
I know.
I tried to wow the cow.
I know, but you came close. It was definitely good.
But then it could be taken the wrong way if you say, last night I tried to wow the cow. And that's really... No one wants to hear that.
Moving along. First of all, do you have any suggestions?
For what? Wow the cow type phrases?
No, for segments. Are we going to, like, alternate a bit? Or are you just... You mentioned gaming before, or...
No, I was thinking, like, you know, my passion is video games. A passion.
And women, right?
I thought we were talking about personal stuff on this show.
But you are fond of women. and
yes,
gaming.
Yes, and that's as far as I'll
admit. And gaming. Those are your two loves of life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two loves of my life.
Like if you found, if you played
Stop.
An all-woman.
Okay.
So,
so
yes,
talk
gaming.
About video games.
Okay, so
both,
I'll just jump
we
to
actually
my...
both love to play video games. Though we have very different tastes, which is just interesting.
Yeah, that'll be good. So anyways, I'll just fast forward.
Maybe in Korean and all.
Fast forward. I'll just jump. So yeah, I have to sneeze. Tell a story.
I also like apps. That's another thing we could talk about. iPhone apps. Because, like, you know, mobile devices are kind of taken off in our hands. Like, it's insane if you think about it. Like, when we grew up, we had rotary phones. And now we
age
have...
yourself, okay? I don't know.
Now we have
I'm
these, like, little
the
computers
way,
in our hands.
Bubby? I just said Bubby.
And it's incredible to think about. I mean, who knows where we're going to be in, like... Well,
three
I don't
weeks
even
from
want
now.
To think
you
about
never
it.
Know.
3 weeks from now. Yeah, iPhone 5. What?
Do you have insider scoop on when the iPhone 5 is going to be released? Why is there no announcement? I find it strange that there's, it's like, normally they announce like a month or 2 months in advance, like we're going to have a special announcement on this date.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they lost a little bit of wind. They want the whole Steve Jobs thing to disappear and be ready, nice and clean. But then we're going to do it before Christmas, right?
I don't know. I'm
not
Santa Claus.
Are they going to do post-Christmas? Well, iPhone 4 was post-Christmas, right? Or they announced it before Christmas, but you couldn't really get it until afterwards.
I don't know. I don't remember. Even though we both have iPhone 4s.
I know.
Nerd alert. Anyway, so...
And these are better than rotary phones, if you were wondering.
My topic... My segment was similar. It says just Nerd Corner / Personal Gaming News. Because we like to ask each other occasionally what we're playing currently.
Like. I do love corners. I'm not a big
what
fan
we're
of
playing.
Sides.
So... Anyway, so Nerd Talk. We should have like, or just Nerd Corner? How does that sound?
Or Nerd Talk.
Nerd Corner? What should the segment be called? Or should, for episode 3, we each come with our suggestions, put some time into it? Nah. Nerd Corner, or Nerd Talk, or Nerd Alert? Nerd Alert. I like Nerd Alert. Nerd Alert! And then we do our thing.
Nerd Alert's great.
Okay, Nerd Alert is...
Is that how you're going to do it? That's how we introduce that segment is.
Nerd Alert! That's it. We've lost. That was it. That was our final listener who just clicked stop.
He could
just
take it.
It's just us now.
Could
just talking.
It. We're just talking to
because
nobody.
We can swear. Poo! Okay. Okay, so we have, so far, new word phrase.
New word phrase.
How to impress Dracula.
How to impress Dracula.
And nerd alert. Okay.
Those are all almost the same thing.
You're only thinking... You have to think outside the box. You have to think outside the coffin with Dracula. Okay. Now, here's some
outside
more ideas. Some more ideas to discuss. Guess celebrity birth month. So here, I will tell you a celebrity who actually I looked up before you started mentioning Seinfeld. Jason Alexander. Okay. Do you know what month he was born?
January.
Is that a guess? I said, do you know what month he was born?
What?
Do you know what month Jason Alexander was born?
I didn't hear
born?
What you were Oh, no.
Okay. So, guess the month.
January.
September. So, that's the segment.
Stupid. Stop. Stop right there. That's the last of that segment. That's so stupid. Why? What the hell is that all about?
Well, first of all...
1 in 12 chance.
Our listeners learn a fact.
No, they don't learn anything. Everyone's going to forget.
September 23rd. Now they know his birthday.
Don't forget it. Like, I forgot it.
But, I mean, we'll see who guesses who's luckier, who has more psychic
no,
birthday.
No, who wants to hear this?
Fine. Okay. That's why we're discussing them here.
Okay. Well, okay,
so
disgusting.
This is being rejected by Han.
Totally.
Okay.
Gag me with a spoon.
Next segment idea, a time to hate. And this is kind of like our pet peeves.
Oh, I love this.
This is where we each, or one of us, like... Each of these segments can be we each do one, or just one of us officially does it for each thing.
Are we going to talk about the peeves we have about each other? Because that
no,
could
we
take
should
a
have
while.
A whole. We should have a whole series of podcasts about that.
That'll be a separate side.
Each one
series.
Will be 4 hours long. okay, so I'm going to do a time to hate now. Okay, this is where you just say today I hate, and then you explain what person or group of people you hate. Or oh what behavior you hate. It's like pet peeves, right? Basically pet peeve. But okay. I like to call it a time to hate.
A time to hate.
Because we all need a time to hate. Right? Okay, so... And I may have mentioned this before outside of this podcast, obviously. I hate people who, when they're trying to get an elevator and they've already pressed their button, if they're usually down, they press down, they're getting impatient, so they go, okay, let's speed this up, man. I'm in a rush here. I really have to go. Fun time is over. I'm going to press up also. You know these people?
What? What do they do?
They press both buttons because they're in a rush or they want things to go quicker.
So they press the down and up, you mean?
Yeah. You've never seen this?
No. I thought there was only one button per floor thingy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so there's people who push the up button as well as the down button.
Can we go to the interpersonal pet peeves right now?
Okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
Each floor has an up and a down unless you're in a building from the 40s.
Yes, which
the 1740s.
A lot of buildings have only one button to
say. On each floor, there's only one button. There's no up, there's no down?
Yeah. Some buildings
do. Well, your building's like three floors high anyways.
Okay. On some very short buildings, this is the case. But I don't... Let's not...
Have you ever been in a skyscraper before?
I know what you're talking about. Okay, I do know what you're talking about.
Okay, so that...
But you got me off guard because you're saying they also press the up. And I was like, what if I want to go up? Like...
But I think I was saying... I think
it was clear. You didn't start off by saying you want to go down. Like... I think the
but you only want to go in one direction.
Yeah, but I think the default is that you're on the ground floor.
Okay. Anyways, so that's my... I just hate those people. Because here's what happens. You're going up. You're on the ground. You're going up to 12. Someone on the sixth floor is trying to be, like, smart. I'm doing quotations and cool and, like, going to beat the system. More
yeah,
quotations.
You're being real smart by making those air quotes on an audio
and then,
podcast.
Well, I described it. That's...
Yes.
Okay. So they press both to like, okay, let's cut this shit. I mean business. I want the elevator now. And then it stops on the way up. And then they always try to pretend like, what? I have no, that's weird. Technical problems. Why is it stopping here? Or they hide around the corner. There's always some sort of... I forgot my umbrella.
They don't actually get on, you mean?
No, because it's going up. Oh, they do that sometimes too, except that's hard to explain. Like, you have to get off at a floor. But I mean, all these excuses, lies, a web of deceit, acting, just... It's retarded. No one just said, sorry, I was in a rush. I pressed up at the same time.
Okay, but here's the thing that maybe, you know, those people don't understand, like, the elevator has its... They don't understand elevator protocol. They just know the fastest way for an elevator to come to me is for me to press both buttons, which makes sense.
I think...
They don't think about the consequences, okay. But that's okay.
So maybe a... some sort of...
They're thinking, like, okay...
Some sort of campaign to spread the information? Like, you know those now you know, those public service announcements?
Yeah.
We need one of those
NBC,
for that.
NBC, but they have it, yeah.
Maybe,
Well, okay. You know what the most efficient thing would be is for everyone to have the button. They can only push the button to the floor they're interested in, so then the elevator can work out its own system.
So every floor has the whole grid
of
buttons.
That's what I'm saying. But it doesn't need to be that. It could just be a keypad with, like, you type in 1-7 for 17th floor. It sounds ridiculous, but I'm sure that could be... That's probably the most efficient, smartest
way. While we're on the topic of elevator buttons, masturbating with elevator buttons,
I think it'd be neat if...
Actually, I have another giant rant about elevator buttons, which I'm going to save for another episode. But just a comment about elevator buttons. Wouldn't it be neat if you could cancel, like... You know how sometimes you press 12, and there's a recent Curb episode about this, which you haven't seen? Sometimes you press button and like, whoops, or you just mispress. You should be able to, you should cancel a button. Yes. I know the problems where, like, people just keep, like, for jokes, will keep canceling each other's button.
No, but then that's important because then you can cancel, like, kids who come in and push all the buttons just before they leave.
I know, but you have to weigh it to people canceling your button.
You could just reapply it, so that's not a big deal.
Well, the button wars. Anyways, maybe, like... Here's what it should be. Like, you should get access, like, use an access card, and then, like, you have access, you have permission to cancel buttons. I know kids wouldn't.
Yeah, but that requires.
You have to be 18, basically.
It requires everyone to carry a dongle.
Yeah. It could be dongling in their pocket. Anyways, okay, so that's a time to hate, which is basically let's rant, but I want to call it time to hate, or a better name for you. What do you think of that? It's obviously a segment that we.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
I just need to. Yeah, I mean, I'm not prepared with people
we will prepare
I hate,
these.
I hate a lot of people.
I know. And I hate even more. Okay, so that's it. Whoa! This is time to hate. Okay. Nerd Corner? Okay.
Alert.
Here's where the suggestions for segments goes down the drain rapidly.
Down the drain alert.
Okay, the next is a random stock tip. Okay?
What?
So
what
I'm going to
give the random stuff.
Well, it keeps exciting. You never know what to expect.
No.
Okay, so I just randomly picked a
stock.
And I'm suggesting that to invest in. So today's stock is VHI, which is Valhi Incorporated.
Why did you pick them?
I just randomly picked one.
There's no fun at all.
So if you want to make some money, VHI.
If you were to take on a psychic bent and then all kinds of things.
By the way, that's the next thing, by the way, psychic. It gets psychic after.
Well,
anyway,
since this one's not psychic, then who's going to do it?
Anyways, today's random stock tip is VHI. Thank you.
VH1, you mean?
No, VHI. Han, you don't like this segment. You're voting this down, right?
Totally.
Okay, fair enough. I don't hear any of your
suggestions.
It
doesn't have any... Well, it's because I am very choosy.
Talk about things to vote down. We're going to do a psychic test.
Oh, my God. I already hate it.
Okay, so...
What is this?
This is assuming we're going to do at least 125 episodes.
You do realize that I know the trick to this.
There's no trick to this.
I do.
Okay, so these are not the cards you saw before. We're taking out the official ESP deck, and we're each taking a set of five. This is all legit.
And so each card is
square. Okay.
Has the exact same backing, presumably, and on the other side is one of five symbols.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to describe the symbols. There's a plus sign, a star, a square, a circle, and wavy lines.
And if you just hold them right, you can make like a kiss face.
Yeah, sure.
One of the kiss warriors.
Okay.
Or that face from the CNE Midway. Remember that guy?
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to see if either of us can get it right three times in a row.
A dead clown.
That's a 1 in 125 odds. What? 1 in...
What?
1
what
in...
What are we doing?
Probability is 1 in... Do you say probability is the in? Or is that chance or odds? 1 over 125 is the probability of being successful.
Getting all five right?
Yes. No, we're doing three. Okay, so I'm going to do it right now with you. Ready? And we're going to stop as soon as someone's wrong.
What am I doing?
Now, here's the thing. This is the only time that we're explaining this. We're just going to do this in the next 124 episodes.
Okay, I just want everyone to remember and note that this is totally David's idea.
Okay. Okay.
And he's actually making this happen, though I protest.
We're going to really be psychic on one episode. We're going to see if we can do it. Okay, ready? So I'm going to start with you. I'm going to hold up a symbol, and you're going to tell me what it is.
Okay. Square.
That is correct. I'm going to do it... two more times, and if you're correct, he was right the first time. This is all legit. Okay, ready?
Plus.
Nope.
Wavy lines. I knew it. It was going to be wavy lines.
Okay, now do it to me.
Why didn't I say wavy lines?
Remember, you're
lines?
Doing this with replacement.
I want to do this again.
No, yeah, that's the whole point. We're going to do it 124 more times at least, and you're going to be right one time. That's going to be the podcast you're going to tell your friends.
Wait, that's not fair. You're going to look at my reflection in my glasses, because I was looking at the reflection in the glasses.
Okay, whatever. I'm in my glasses? Okay, go. Circle.
It's a plus symbol.
And there goes that. Failure, failure, failure.
Did it make you... Did you get the shivers when I said square?
I got a little bit of shivers.
I was going to say wavy lines. Why did I change my mind?
So, by the way, if you actually are psychic, contact us and we'll let you do it live on the show.
And we'll give you $1 million. No, we won't.
No, that's even expensive.
No.
And a hassle to acquire. Okay, so we're going to do that.
Hairs are in a Barbie.
We're going to keep doing that until someone begs us to stop doing it or one of us gets it right.
I'm begging us to consider not doing it again.
Okay, now keeping along the topic of psychics and spookiness and skepticality, which is a good podcast, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Skeptical topic blabber is my next segment suggestion.
That's a very scientific term. I like it.
And here we would just... pick a topic and discuss it a bit. Like, I just wrote acupuncture right now.
Acupuncture.
Acupuncture.
I have a personal story if people want to hear about it. But
okay, well, hands up. Hold on. Hands up in the audience if you want to hear about it. Okay, hold on.
Is his arm up because he wants to hear it?
No, I think he's leaning. He's leaning. Hold on. Forget him. we won't count him. So wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. This guy is a
That's
joke.
Almost.
He's got two arms up. Haha. We'll count it twice though.
Okay.
Five,
but
six.
Wait. So did you have something in mind that you want to say?
No, I just touched my microphone again. I'm sorry for that pop. I just picked something just as an example, like so people would understand what a skeptical topic.
Like this could turn into Han's little corner thing, but nerd corner. But no, I tried acupuncture a couple times. I was really ill, really sick. I still have. I guess I can talk about it. Colitis. I had it. I've had it some 15 something years. Anyway, so I tried to, you know. This is before I was skeptically minded and the like. And, I tried a couple acupuncturists. And I thought that I really didn't like the first guy just because he just rubbed me the wrong way. Not,
oh, okay. That's, see, when you pay extra for that, that's a totally different thing.
I was unaware of... No, I just didn't like him. Like, he also did all this other, like, he burning...
Like a happy needling is something totally...
He did these electrical... the thing about him was that he hooked up these, like...
Why were your testicles the first point of contact for that?
He hooked up these, like, little wires to me and, like, would measure the electrical signal between, like...
Your nipples?
I don't know, on my chest or something. Not
okay,
my nipples.
Literally, yeah.
But, okay, like, different points of my body. And okay. I was like, that part really rubbed me the wrong way. Why do I keep saying that word?
Because it's not a word.
No. Anyway, I didn't like that. I just thought it was really.
I touched it again. I'm
really
sorry.
Hokey.
The third touch of the microphone. I apologize. I'm gonna just handcuff my hands
and
to my legs.
And then I went through another acupuncturist and
female.
Nope. And I went through a bunch of sessions with him and, but I was also, of course, at the same time, which I didn't realize. I thought it was working and doing stuff for me, but of course, I was also on. See, I was seeing a doctor and doing medication and
seeing
other stuff.
Romantically or...?
And that stuff, obviously, you know, when I look back on it, obviously it was the medicine and the drugs I was taking
that
wasn't working.
Like, we're both skeptics now.
Yes, we are.
And I guess that's a whole thing to get into and muck about with. And maybe this podcast will turn into, like, another Canadian skeptical show.
Well,
which, in that case, we will instruct people to not...
Probably the most rambling
do
of
not
all
listen
of them.
To the first, whatever, 60 episodes when we finally work this out. But at the time, did you think it was working?
At the time, I thought it might have been doing something. At the time, yeah. You know what? It's hard to say what my mind state was back then. I hardly knew myself.
Now, from what I understand, what we know now about acupuncture... is because of the famous placebo effect, it, like, when people say it worked, it's because it did, like, they did feel improvement, and that, if that's what we're calling working.
Yeah, but no, but I still ended up having to go to the hospital in the end, and I still had to, like, go...
For your end?
Different treatments. Essentially, I was in the hospital, and I couldn't eat for a while, and I was put on heavy drugs and a lot of pain medication.
But what was the acupuncture for? Was it to fix colitis or just to manage the whatever
manage the
symptoms?
Pain. Both.
So
really.
did someone one of the three acupuncturists
There's only two.
Say this is going to what's the word? Solve? That's math. What's
cure.
The word? Cure.
Yeah, you can see this is a
Did
real
we say what
science
degrees we
podcast.
Have? Did we just say what degrees we have?
Between the two of us?
Like, I have a Bachelor of Mathematics.
I think we have half between the two of us.
And you have a...
A Bachelor of Science, and I took physics in school.
So, did any of them say they're going to cure? Or
no, they didn't claim they were going to cure. But it was like a treatment, right? To help improve things for me. It was all very vaguely worded.
Yes, okay.
But, you know, at the time, I was pretty desperate because I was, I don't know if you're aware or...
I wasn't, whatever you're about to say.
if you know about colitis pain, but it's one of the worst pains you can have, anyone can have. It's an incredible internal agony, that's all it can be explained as. Inescapable.
Kind of like what I often feel when I'm discussing things with you. That's
much
cruel,
like the listeners to this podcast must endure. Yeah, so anyway, I don't know where I'm just going with that, except that in hindsight I realize now it wasn't, the acupuncture didn't do anything other than maybe the placebo, but that, obviously that's just
well,
me.
Well, first of all, it didn't get rid of colitis, so...
No.
But it may have helped with some of the pain,
Yeah, but that's also because,
the
you know,
overall
when you...
reporting, what do you, how do they call it now? Like, you felt like it was helping with the pain.
Yes. At times.
Which is not, like, delusional imaginary. It is a real self-fulfilling feeling.
Yeah, but
that
I would still get pain episodes, even while I was there having acupuncture.
When the guy who did the, what was the phrase he used? Rubbing it out?
No. He rubbed me the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you make me say it again?
Okay, so anyways, so the second suggestion is skeptical blabber or whatever. And
you can see how
there's
unskeptical,
a personal story about acupuncture.
How unskeptical I was
so,
back in the
what
day.
So what do we know now, Han, about acupuncture?
What do you mean? Who's we?
There's been studies that have shown that it is no better than
placebo. Yes. No, I would not suggest anyone go see an acupuncturist. I would try to prevent them from going, in fact. Even though
I would
as
say
a one-time believer I was, or two-time.
I'm more open. I don't, like, it does not work.
No, but it's also expensive.
The,
you're spending
yeah,
a lot of
thing.
Money.
Like, I would say if
it
someone is
the pain
trying
that I
to...
Felt. It might have made me feel better, but not...
If someone doesn't have a chronic
better.
Disease and they,
yeah.
there's just something pain related and it's not that expensive and they, then I say go for it.
No.
How much was it?
They're wasting their time and money.
But they're not wasting their time because they're doing something that could make them feel better. So how's that a waste of time?
Yeah, but if you know that it's a totally placebo effect, then why would you do it?
Well, here's the question. If you know it's a placebo effect, does it still work? You're saying no for sure, or...
No, but, like, why would you spend your money? Why don't you do something
else? You're feeling better. Maybe that's worth money.
You can feel better for free with a lot of other ways.
Like what?
I don't know.
Because the only way the placebo effect works is if it's some...
Doing your favorite hobby that can take your mind off things. It's essentially what it was.
Yeah, basically get a hobby is what we're saying.
Or just turn on the TV and watch an entertaining show, a program, or listening to an entertaining podcast. Not this one, but, you know, a good one.
Okay, we have to stop...
shooting ourselves down.
Mom's up.
Mom's up.
Yeah. Okay. How much was it?
I don't know. I don't
yeah.
know.
How would you know? You were just there doing it.
No, dude, that was like 6, 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Before the concept of money was invented?
But I can't remember how much it was. It was like, I don't know.
Over $100.
Not per session, but I probably
per
spent
needle?
Over $100. Altogether, well over $100, I would guess.
Ooh, spooky. Okay, so that was... And that's probably something we're going to be doing, because we're little nerds and skeptical nerds. Okay, then I have for another segment suggestion. How are we doing on time?
Don't look at the
50
time.
Minutes. In the news, where we...
I almost thought you were going to say in the nude.
Discuss a legitimate pre-chosen topical topic to discuss. So...
Like something in local news? World news?
World news. Whatever. Just something interesting in the news.
There's nothing interesting in
like
the news.
Like take a break from...
What's going on?
I just read today that the wife of Bob Hope died. She was 102.
Who cares?
They were married 67 years.
I'm sure she's a lovely lady.
He was... How old was he? He was in his 90s. He was 100? He was at least around there. That's some nice longevity there, eh?
What does she do?
What?
Just because she's his wife? It's newsworthy?
No, but like a couple living to 100 plus, married 6, 7 years. That's unusual.
Wait, I thought you just said he didn't live to be 100.
I think he died at 100. We'll get some strongly worded feedback for these corrections and whatnot. Anyways, so obviously if there's any major news, we would be discussing anyways, so... But maybe we should just say, in the new... Each of these segments should have a funny little, like, sound effect slash recorded intro.
Just like Ricky Gervais with Monkey News.
Like, how does it go? Oh, chimpanzee that! Monkey News, you fuck...
Ooh! Yeah. Chimpanzee that!
That's
my one Ricky Gervais.
Okay, let's talk about Ricky Gervais.
Why?
You brought him up.
You know what? I will mention one thing is that there was an interesting thing about him writing, or was it the Oscars? He said he was going to create his own show for free with him and like Jerry Seinfeld and like C.K. Lewis and
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. You know, all the top comics, and they'll just do a free commentary of the Oscars because he feels that the Oscars themselves are like so boring and drawn out that he's going to do a, you know, while it's playing, he's going to have a live feed, a audio stream of whatever, him and these guys just talking, or video feed maybe. You know, obviously they can afford it. They're just going to set up a website, and they're just going to mock the Oscars and the genies or whatever other things.
Well, look at that graph. I wasn't talking for all that.
Yeah, stop that. So, yeah, no, that would be, I would love to see that.
So that's probably going to be this Oscars coming up?
That's right. I'm Google Plusing one that right now.
No, you're not. You're lying.
No, but audibly, I'm doing that.
Okay.
Plus one.
Okay. What was the point of all that? Oh, well,
you
Ricky
said talk about Ricky Gervais.
Okay, let's talk about. Okay, did you see the movie The Invention of Lying?
No, I didn't see that one.
Rubbish.
I saw the one where he was a ghost.
Total rubbish. It was so weird because he like the UK Office is my favorite show ever.
It is a great
concept
show.
Ever. Extras, I totally loved.
Extras,
the podcast
really
series, everything was so great.
Very sweet.
But then The Invention of Lying was really bad.
Well,
but then
somewhere in the translation,
all this like some various stuff since all these segments, whatever, hilarious. I loved him at the Golden Globes. He did a little segment at the Emmys last night. Very funny.
Do you like his stand up?
I like his stand up.
Okay.
How was that weird one little?
No, because a movie is like there's so many hands in this pot.
Cemetery Junction. I liked. Have you seen that? It was
no.
Like a drama.
No, I didn't see that one.
Everything. And then that. It's so weird. It's hard to explain. But I guess that just happens sometimes. Like,
no, because there's like all this editing and a lot of voices and people putting
the input. The Ghost Hunter tearing movie, whatever that one was called. Ghost Town. That was okay. Definitely
that was
a good
okay.
movie. Like,
yeah.
Totally. Just The Invention of Lying was like, it was kind of like, no offense, Ricky, because I don't want you to be compared to this, but like Michael Myers, you know, Austin Powers, hilarious movies.
Oh, yeah.
Love Guru.
Yeah.
That was like the worst movie ever. That was 10 times worse than Invention of Lying. But like, I guess funny people can.
No, because
as you just said, yeah, it's not just he didn't just write a bunch of jokes and it happened on screen.
Yeah.
You're right. There was.
There's a whole bunch of people like yes. pulling and re-editing and.
Yes, yes. Something went wrong in that movie.
Yeah.
And
a lot of little things.
I hope he has a new series out. I think it's out now in the UK or to start on TV with Midget.
I don't know it.
I hope, like, I assume that'll be good.
So he has the midget and the super tall guy.
Talking about Steve Merchant?
Steven Marchand.
Okay. Next segment suggestion. In My Society.
This is like the crazy long podcast. Okay, what?
We're going to end it. We want to do it around an hour. So
if you're still listening, I applaud you.
Me too. In My Society. Now, this is where we talk about. What would happen, like, if we ran the world? Like, in my society, this would be the rules. This would happen. This is how it would work. Because the guy I work with and I, Warren, we do this all the time. And I'll just give you a little bit right now. Like, in my society, if you caught doing graffiti,
is this a city state? Is this a city state?
This is what?
Is this a city state? Or what is this?
Whatever. If I ran the world. That's what, like, whatever. If I called the shot, if I made all the laws.
What was the name you came up with?
In My Society, ...
Okay.
That's how we just worded it. Anyways, graffiti artists, if you do graffiti, you're killed. A lot of small crimes that you can very easily not do, like you have to really, really intentionally do it to do it, is death. So, if you're caught doing graffiti, now
what?
We'll have, hold on,
why
we'll have graffiti zones, like there'll be places to do graffiti, but if you do graffiti on like an office building or something that's not supposed to have graffiti, that's it, you're killed, because that's the punishment.
Okay, but here's my thing to you, do you consider advertisers who put up illegal billboards graffiti? What's the punishment for those guys?
A spray paint can is involved in my graffiti law.
Okay, but what about...
We don't have time to really go into this too much.
I know, but I'm trying to turn this about a bit. And
I know, this is perfect. This is what we're going to do for this segment. We're going to...
Yeah, well, you brought up the example, and I want to rebut a bit. That's my segment, rebut a bit.
Okay, what?
Which is, you know, advertisers putting up illegal billboards
like,
and taking up
space. Can you give
me an
example? A billboard is like... A huge
yeah,
thing.
And there's
mean?
All kinds all over
like
the city.
Where? What's an example here in Toronto?
Almost everywhere. Like people, you okay. need to get a permit first of all, right?
Okay.
To construct and build these things, but nobody stops.
Okay.
Generally speaking, nobody stops until they complain about it, and by then, you know, the advertising's already been done.
My graffiti death law is specifically the act of taking paint.
I understand that.
Okay. So now you're asking a separate question.
I'm asking where do these people who these companies. Who put up illegal advertising fit into this?
They don't fit into the graffiti.
Because
law.
In a way, they're putting it. Okay, let's say you have a nice office building, and yeah. someone puts a whole bunch of ads on your wall.
You talking about like you talking about flyers? Like,
no, I'm talking about actual billboards, like
you have
big
to build
posters.
A billboard.
Yeah, I know. It's done.
So
all
someone
the time.
Is building a billboard
all
next
the time
on your building.
This happens in Toronto a lot.
On the building or next
yes,
to the building?
On the building.
So the building owner can't they just get it taken down?
Well, can't the people who put the graffiti on, just take it down and not have that
you
person
killed?
You can't
peel off spray paint.
But
it doesn't matter.
Like,
they're dead. They're not taking anything down.
I'm just saying, what's the punishment for these companies that put up these huge adverts?
You're bringing something else up. I'm talking about just the graffiti death law. That's all.
In my mind, you want to punish these little punks.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about the big punks that are doing much more, worse damage?
That's a separate question. That's not part of me describing. We don't have time for the full segment. Anyways, that's one of my things. And then you could say in your society, like this is a great thing for just to talk about, oh, man, this is all wrong in society. But if I was running the world, it would be like this. So that's it. That's the segment.
You know, it's really funny because I was thinking, you know, if Rob Ford could be mayor of Toronto, anybody could be mayor of Toronto, including me. I should be mayor. I should be.
Oh, God. Let's try to keep politics...
But you brought this segment up, but it's all politics.
No, it's more law. Not all politics.
Oh, but you said...
It's my society. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Oh, yeah, but that's politics, not law.
Anyways, okay. We only have a few minutes left. 2 minutes left. Let me just go through these last two things. The second last segment suggestion is the old Would You Rather...
Oh,
so for example,
God.
Right now I just made one up as an example. Would you rather eat 3 live bees?
Yes.
Or masturbate in front of an old lady in the subway?
Eat the bees.
Okay. And then the last one.
I assume that I can bite into them, or am I have to swallow
no,
them?
No, you bite into them. Eat them however you want. They go in your mouth live.
I will say, however, that I do not like
masturbating in front of old ladies.
No, I don't like either of these acts, but I really don't like. I don't mind. The consuming of insects, but I don't like the idea of killing bees.
Well, that you'd be killing them by eating them.
I know. I realize this.
Unless you put them in little like capsules,
can
and
I
then
do
pull
that?
Them out at the end and then let them free.
Yeah. If they could survive the process of going,
but that's not eating. That's
being
swallowing. That's swallowing 3 live bees.
From my
eating implies that you're chewing
and people would be
digestive
like, "What's that buzz,
acid.
Man?"
Yeah, you get buzzed.
Like...
And last, which I don't have an example of, is celebrity quote game. Where, when you go on IMDb to any celebrity, they'll have quotes. Okay, right? Right, Han?
Okay.
So we would just pick one, and then we'd give you, like, say, 3 celebrities. You have to guess which one of those 3 actually made that quote.
That is super dumb, because I hate those games, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because, well, anybody, how do you know those other celebrities didn't say that thing? Ever in their lifetime.
Documented celebrity quote game, we'll say.
Okay. But it's just like the other day, I was in the theater, and there was like this stupid quote like saying,
well, hold on.
I don't want to make blockbusters.
The other day, I didn't know there were just 2 days,
okay.
Today and the other day, and I don't know which day the other day was.
Now you're just being unnecessarily
donating?
Facetious.
Okay.
I saw a movie in the theater, actually, it was yesterday, and. You know, while you're waiting for the movie to come on, they have these stupid adverts.
Can you say which movie it is? Was?
Warrior.
Warrior?
Yes.
Never
so
heard of
I can say it. I guess I can
pronounce it. What is it? Is it a new movie?
No. It's new, but it's not super new. It's been out a week or two.
Okay, go on. Get to your point. Somehow celebrity quotes is out of this, but go on.
They had, like, which of these young actresses...
The little, little preamble said this, video.
Yeah, exactly. And the quote was something so, you know...
Quotey?
Not quotey, but like anyone offensive? Could have said it. What's the word I'm thinking
seductive?
About?
Seductive?
Without content. It was something like, oh, I don't want to make blockbuster films. I'm more interested in... I don't know, in real movies or something like that. It was like... Anyway, it's something anybody could have said. And they didn't have to be an actor. And I just thought...
But isn't it fun just to know at least this person said it?
Is it? I don't know.
I guess not to you.
No, it isn't.
And that's the end of my
suggestions. Because it was such a vanilla statement. Like, anybody could have said it. It needs to be something...
I understand if it was like... I'm thirsty. That was the quote. But that's more specific and maybe these are quotes people are known for. That's a different thing.
Okay. If it's like a really quotable quote.
Yeah, like Don Knotts and Show Me the Money. That was just a joke. I can't believe we're going to end the podcast.
Why would you bring him into this?
Sorry, I should have... That was dumb.
The first episode was motorcycles. This is Don Knotts.
That was dumb.
The Don Knotts episode.
I'm so sorry. If only there's a way we could
the Don Knotts
remove that.
DKI.
Okay, so that's pretty much it.
Stop staring at that thing.
I'm seeing how much the battery is going.
All right.
These are other kinks we'll work out by next time. Ooh, kinky. So that's it for episode 2.
That was all right for an hour of drivel.
We really got to make it. We need sound effects. We need guests. We need... planned out. Oh, whatever. I think this is pretty good. We discussed
some
of the...
It's all uphill from here.
All uphill from here.
Or downhill.
So we're ending with just applause. Thank you, everybody.